Hello, everyone. This is Rhea with a quick note. This is a preview of an episode exclusive to Little Stories Premium. Little Stories Premium gives you more of the stories you love, an ad-free listening experience, and access to Little Stories for Sleep, an exclusive bedtime podcast featuring brand new sleepy stories perfect for that last track on a bedtime playlist. Subscribe or purchase a gift subscription by visiting littlestoriespremium.com. Now, on to the show. This is Rhea. Welcome to Little Stories for Tiny People. I've dreamed up some characters that I care about so much, I just want to see what else they do in life. Frog, from Frog and Salamander, is one of them. He takes himself too seriously. He lets his ego rule over him. He wants so badly to be somebody. He is, like so many of us, and I'm rooting for him. Let's see what he's been up to. Our story is called Frog and Salamander, a third chapter. Take it away, Beatrix.
Remember, there are no pictures. You have to imagine them in your mind. You can imagine them however you want. Okay, here we go.
Frog, hello?
Something nudged against Frog. He blinked his eyes, but the sun forced them closed. His head ached.
Mr. Frog, I just wanted to say congratulations and maybe get your autograph?
Can't this whoever this is take a hint? Frog wondered. But then his mind turned over the word, congratulations. Frog sat up. It took a moment for his eyes to adjust. The sky was a brilliant blue. The surface of Wormley Pond shimmered just beyond the boulder on which he'd slept, hidden beneath a woven leaf blanket. Frog's typewriter, the one he'd used to write stories over the years, both before and after he'd become a well-known author, sat beside him. Frog cradled his head. His downward gaze settled on his tuxedo, a rental, he now recalled, from Frogadiscio's discount formal wear.
I loved it, Mr. Frog.
There was that voice again. Frog lifted his head enough to see a small newt. She blinked up at him from beside the boulder, wearing a sparkly belt and a bewildered expression. In her claws, she held a book.
Just loved it,
the newt said, holding up the hardcover.
The main character reminded me of my father.
Really? It was Frog's book, his latest, The Newt in the Nighttime.
And oh my, Mr. Frog, is that it? Is that your award?
Award? What is this newt talking about? Frog turned in the direction of the newt's enthusiastic pointing. There, beside his typewriter, was a golden statue of a fish. Frog let go of his head and reached for the fish. It glinted in the mid-morning sun. Below it, on its little stand, was his own name. After years of hoping and yearning and envying Salamander, who had to have won at least 6 times, after all that, Frog had won a pond award. As he held it in his grasp, fragments of the previous night trickled back.
And the winner is Frog. Again, congratulations on your pond award. My aunt thought Salamander would win again, but after I read the newt in the nighttime, I said, it's Frog's year.
Frog couldn't focus on the newt's prattling. The ache in his head became a throb, and there was something else, a pit in his stomach. Something was wrong, but he had no idea what.
And your acceptance speech, it brought a tear to my eye. I said to my sister, I'm not crying, you're crying.
Frog couldn't remember his acceptance speech.
That's what real success looks like, doesn't it, Mr. Frog? You must feel so fulfilled.
Right, Frog muttered, thinking vaguely that he should feel successful and fulfilled. He scribbled his name in the newt's book, then hopped down from his boulder.
Thank you, Mr. Frog. Oh, and I cannot wait to read The Worm Above the Wind.
Frog had taken a step away into the tall pond grass that surrounded Wormly Pond, with absolutely no idea where he was headed, but with what he hoped was an air of confidence in the presence of a fan. But at the newt's words, he stopped and whirled around.
The worm above the wind, eh? Who's the author?
Salamander, most likely, Frog mused. It would be just like Salamander to announce a new book right after Frog had won a big award. Frog clutched his pond award against his chest. The newt peered at him with a curious smile.
That's funny. I didn't know you were funny. Anyway, thank you again, Mr. Frog.
With that, the newt disappeared into the grass. Frog stared after her, and it was backwards. It was the wrong way round. He was supposed to vanish into the pond grass, with the newt looking on with admiration. And why did that silly title she'd mentioned, The Worm Above the Wind, sound so familiar? The wind mimicked Frog's thoughts, whipping in spirals, sending the slender reeds into wild pirouettes. Something was very off about the conversation with the newt, but Frog couldn't for the life of him figure out what it was. He heard a rustling, and a small toad emerged from the grass. Frog stood up straight in his tuxedo and held his shiny pond award in the crook of his arm, casually, like a famous writer would do, in case this was another fan approaching. The toad hopped right by Frog without so much as a glance in his direction. Frog was transfixed, not by the toad, by the radio that blared from the toad's waist belt.
This is an awards night edition of Books, Bugs, and Boulders. I'm Martha Malamar, here with Wormly Pond's very own Frog, tonight's winner of the Pond Award for Excellence in Writing. Frog's best-selling novel, The Newt in the Nighttime, is already being celebrated.
The toad hopped away, disappearing into the reeds. How strange. Frog could hardly remember sitting down with Martha Malamar last night. Frog was frozen in place by the shock of it. The sound of the radio faded into the sounds of pond life. Frog forced his legs to unstick, and he followed the toad through the reeds. It was awkward to hop in his tuxedo, and the gnawing feeling in his tummy had worsened. But he knew there was something else besides the pond award. Something he couldn't remember. Something not good. Frog launched himself forward to find out the truth about his forgotten night. There is so much more to this story. You can hear the full episode by becoming a Little Stories Premium subscriber. Visit littlestoriespremium.com to join.
And thank you, as always, for listening in.